All right, next patient is Joanne, J-O-A-N-N, Hannah, H-A-N-N-A, 12536, 119, Rivermont, M-C, C-C, first visit since moved to memory care, HPI, 89-year-old female, seen in room, her husband was present with her. She appeared comfortable and was agreeable to visit, period. Overall, a patient spends a lot of her time in the room since her husband is present there, and she doesn't seem to like it when he leaves the unit to go into the AL for meals and activities, as he's not eligible for activities in memory care, period. Staff report that she will get angry when he leaves. She'll become tearful, and staff have to reassure her that he's just visiting with his friends and will be back, period. She was quiet during discussion about this, period. She's had no falls or other acute medical issues, period. When I asked patient how she felt being in memory care, she stated that it was good, and I was pleasantly surprised, period. All right, patient's diagnoses: severe unspecified dementia without BPSD, polyarthritis of both knees, right greater than left, hypothyroid, vertigo, improved, allergic rhinitis, HTN, HLD, and GERD, medications unchanged from 1113 note, allergies are nitrofurantoin, diet is regular with thin liquid, code status is DNR. Vital signs: 172 over 81, 76, 97.7, 17, 98%, and 151 pounds. A weight loss of 10 pounds since 1113. Neuro: patient makes eye contact, is soft-spoken, speech is clear and coherent in content. She's generally quiet, lets her husband answer questions. I've encouraged her to speak for herself, and she sheepishly smiles, period. Orientation is to self in Oklahoma. She's generally pleasant and in good spirits. She clearly is comfortable with her husband present. Musculoskeletal: patient has significant osteoarthritis of both knees, the right greater than the left. It also is more of a pain source than her left knee. She did ask about whether there was something like a patch that could be put on her knees, and I told her that the lidocaine patch that she's had in the past for other areas of her body could certainly be placed on her knee. She was happy to hear that, and I told her I would write for it, period. A review of patient's blood pressures for the month to date shows a rare elevated systolic pressure of 172. The remainders are all within a normal range. She denies noting any chest pain, palpitations, or SOB, period. Okay, A&P number one, bilateral knee pain, right greater than left. Lidocaine patch, 4%, will be applied to her right knee, placed in the AM and off at HS, period. And for oral pain medication, we'll continue with Norco 7.5/325 at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 8 p.m. I had DC'd the 2 a.m. dose in December. However, her husband states that they're still waking her up early morning, late at night, to give her pain pill. And I told him I would take care of that. It's supposed to be discontinued, period. And then next is nocturia. Patient is on Flomax, one capsule at 8 p.m. It has decreased the frequency of nighttime urination, though not gotten rid of it altogether, though, period. Okay, then weight loss of 10 pounds, and this was during the period when she moved to memory care with husband initially staying in AL until he recently decided to move and share a room with her, period. Most likely some level of stress or loneliness may have affected her PO intake, period. She is in target range for weight, period. 99350.